This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rod Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Thank you. You may be seated everywhere. What a sweet anointing and reassurance. No matter what storm clouds may rock our ship, the light of our Savior will lead us safely through the night. We could just repeat that and say the benediction and go home. Because if you don't find consolation in that, I don't know if you will find consolation in the word. The light of my Savior will lead me safely. So then nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, why you cry so much? Touch another neighbor and say, neighbor, why you worry so much? Now nudge another neighbor and say, smile a while. Isn't God a good God? I take time out to give greetings to elect lady in the absence of her husband, Apostle. We love our Apostle. And we love you, Lady Gail. I give greetings to Bishop Shaw, Lady Shaw, and their children. Happy Sabbath. I want to give greetings to all our appointed ministers. Yeah. Pastor Ricketts. Lady Ricketts. Amen. Humble man of God. To my one and only husband, Deacon Peter Lloyd Peart. He's just over there looking so cute today. I love you. Senior Deacon, I love you and I greet you. We only have one senior deacon here. And nobody act crazy like he does. Last but not least, my precious friend, Maggie Banks. You thought I forget you, huh? I love you, Pastor Maggie Banks. Do we have any broken vessels in the house? I was led to do this, and I'm going to ask every person to rest your seat. We want to lift up our voices, and we want to pray. Let us pray in the house of prayer. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. So let's have a little talk. Hallelujah. The potter wants to put you back together again. The potter wants to put you back together again. It's prayer time. Let us all pray. Let us all pray. Almighty God and everlasting Father, we call you by your most holy name, El Elyon. Your name that would only be called once per year. Through the blood of Yahshua, the only begotten of the Father, we have access to call that name every day. We worship you. We exalt you. We adore you, for there is no God like you. We worship your sovereignty. Oh, how we lift up your holy name. Look now beyond our faults and see our needs. Forgive us of our wretchedness. Forgive us from our backbiting. Forgive us from adultery and fornication. Forgive us from lying and cheating. There is no God like you. Release every heart from hatred and strife, jealousy and bitterness. And come in this house and fill us with your glory. Come in this house and let your Shekinah presence be felt. We love you, Lord. Though we live in this house of clay, a house that breaks, a house that is stubborn and don't want to serve you. Whew. We love you, Lord. And today we lift our voice and we worship you, oh God. For there is no God like you. Oh, how we humble ourselves before you. Upon the authority of your word, if my people that are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray. And if we would only but turn from our wicked ways. Then you said that you would heal our lands. Some people haven't prayed all week long. But here we are in your house, the house of prayer. Won't your heart be receptive? Lord, won't your ear listen? And won't you speak to us on today? Speak to us on today. We are but like dry bones. Let the prophetic comes into this room and shake every bone. Put sinews on every bone. Put flesh on every bone. And let every bone stand upright and worship you, O God, for you are God, and there is none like you. None like you. None like you. None like you. I need the every hour. Remain standing. Most gracious Lord.
No tender voice like thine.
Can peace afford. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Anybody need the Lord? I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Holy.
Temptations lose their power
when we'll do it one more time. I need thee every hour.
In joy or pain. In joy
or pain.
Come quickly and abide.
Come quickly
and abide.
Anybody need the Lord right now?
Our life is
first. Put that last verse. I need thee every hour.
Yes.
Most holy one.
Thy which promises.
Oh, keep me thine indeed.
Thou
blessed son.
Oh, Lord.
I need thee. I come of the Lord. I come. Lord, I come.
I come to thee.
My God, if there's a spirit of praise on your tongue, worship God. Lord, I come. Come, Holy Ghost, come, Holy Spirit. We need you every hour. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Thou art the great I am that I am, God. Thou art prophet above prophets. Thou art kings above kings. Thou art Lord of all lords. Thou art El Shaddai. Thou art Jehovah Jireh. He deserves his praise. Oh, glory of glory and honor of honor. Our God deserves to be worshipped. I need thee every hour. Yes, Lord. Oh, I wish somebody would shout completely yes. My soul, all of me, say yes, Lord. Send it, Eliasa. Mon con Dios. I bring you a word on today. On this Sabbath day. To those of you that are seated here in front of me and behind me. And for those of you that are listening by way of the airway. I bring to you a word from the Lord. And the word is entitled, Break Your Box. Can I say that again? Break your box. Every one of us have some boxes. And the Lord has come to speak to us on today. Break your box. How do we break our box? Our boxes? We break them one box at a time. Oh, I wish somebody would worship. There is a special place to break the box. There is a special time to break the box. Before you can break the box, you must come to the feet of Yahshua. The song that we just sung says, I need thee every hour. But my favorite verse of that song is, temptation lose their power when thou art nigh. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, help me get to the feet of Jesus. It's amazing the things we will do when we come to his feet. There is nothing that I won't do when we're in the presence of the Lord. Somebody shout, all of me. And when I say that, I meant every word of it. All of me, every fiber of my being. When you get to his feet, you must cry. There are some things that are incumbent upon us when we get to Jesus' feet. We must be broken at his feet. Only then will we have a true demonstration in expressing our love and gratitude. Because you can tell me that you love me, but until you act out that love, you're speaking air. And there is something about most of us is that we can't act until we get to his feet. And then you may ask, what are the boxes that we possessed? I'm going to bring something to your hearing today that I don't think you've ever heard. And I just found it too. But now I'm going to impart that to you. Turn your Bibles to Luke, the 7th chapter, and the verse 37. We're going to be talking about the boxes in our lives. And prior to getting there, there are some of us that believe that we own God. There are some of us that believe that God only cares about Christian folks. There are some of us that believe if we pray longer at the altar, then I'm more holy than you are, because you only pray for 3 minutes and go back to your seat. There are some of us that believe that if you just keep the Sabbath day holy, and if you stay in church from sunset Friday evening to sundown Sabbath evening, you are the greatest Sabbath keeper in the world. You're a liar. God is a funny God. God gets strange sometimes. Sometimes I don't understand the God I serve. Because you see, he has a way to flip the script. Hello? And Jesus told a vibrant story about a man that had a vineyard. And in the morning, he saw some people idling. And he called to them and he said, if you come and work in my vineyard, I'll pay you a penny. And in the afternoon, he saw some other people idling. And he said, if you come and work in my vineyard, I'll pay you a penny. And in the evening, he still saw some people idling by. And he said, if you come and work in my vineyard, I'll pay you a penny. Not your neighbor, and says it's just about sunset. Night is about to show up. So why are the people that were there from morning, and the people from noontime, when they saw that you just came at 5:56 and the sun set at 6, you want to tell me that you're going to get the same penny that I'm getting? Not your neighbor and said, don't kid yourself. What a God. So you can huff and puff and tell your boss. God is just God, and there ain't nothing that we can do about it. So I don't know if you're going to be there. You may talk about me and still make it. Because you may clean up your act. 5:59. The person I'm sorry for is the person that is going to be get caught in the wrong at 6 o'clock. Because 601 won't help you. Lord, help me, God. Break your box. Let's get to the word. Luke 7, the verse 37. And behold, a woman. Somebody say, a woman. In the city, which was a sinner. Somebody shout, sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with her hair and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Nudge your neighbor and say, break your box. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him to saw it, he spake within himself. Now this Pharisee spoke within himself. Are you listening? Saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known whom and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. I want to speak to the sinners today. Because I know some folks are only saved once a week. Some folks are only saved on the Sabbath. There are folks right here, right now, can't wait for the sun to set. Because they have things to do and places to go and people to see. And rude things to do. Things that are not right. But I want to invite you to the feet of Jesus. A place where you can break your box.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed. Tune in next week at the same time for part 2 of this message.